The New York State Department of Health released for public comment in late August draft revisions to New York City's 2007 Filtration Avoidance Determination, or FAD. The draft revisions to FAD allow the city's Department of Environmental Protection to avoid building an expensive filtration system while calling for enhancements to watershed protection in the Catskill-Delaware watershed. Republican Congressman Chris Gibson, along with his watershed advisory group, say more changes are needed for upstate equality.
What we need is a real commitment. And, you know, if New York City wants to continue to avoid constructing a filtration plant, then there's going to have to be a very sincere engagement and a movement back towards justice and fairness, because we absolutely believe we can do both. We can deliver clean water to New York City, but also do it in a way that protects and enhances the economic viability and safety of our communities.
Gibson says he and his group are still reviewing the FAD, but want to raise four issues at this point. First, he says in light of major storms and flooding over the past 6 years, the stream mitigation plan is inadequate.
Explicitly, what we're talking about is the land acquisition program, moving monies out of that into the stream mitigation. These conversations we've had across our district, also we've had these conversations with the DEP themselves, and on this score, they actually agree with us.
Second, he says turbidity must be addressed in the lower Esopus in Ulster County.
What we're looking for are changes to either to the FAD, or if we're not going to do it in the FAD, then we want the DEC consent order, which is now overdue by a year. We want to make sure that this is addressed, and if the intent for the state is to keep the FAD more narrowly focused, then we want the DEC consent order to be finalized before the FAD is. So that way we have assurances that we're going to have justice and fairness for our communities.
A DOH spokesman previously said that while outside the watershed and regulatory authority of the FAD, there was recognition of the issues being faced by communities in the lower Esopus, and earlier discussions did include the potential for stream projects in the lower Esopus. But it was determined that these issues would more appropriately be addressed outside of the FAD and in a consent order between DEP and the State Department of Environmental Conservation. At the end of August, it came to light that such revisions were omitted in the latest version of the FAD, upsetting several Ulster County stakeholders. A DEP spokesman echoes that the FAD governs water bodies within the watershed. The lower Esopus is not contained within the watershed. He adds that lower Esopus issues fall under the Clean Water Act, not the Safe Drinking Water Act, and will be addressed under the consent order. He declined to comment specifically on Gibson's statements, saying he had not seen them. Gibson continues with his remaining two findings thus far.
A third is, and we continue to work on this, we have technical corrections, and we'll be bringing those forward in the coming weeks. And then fourth is reservoir levels. We have said for some time that the policy of keeping the reservoirs at 100%, particularly during the hurricane season, is very dangerous to our communities.
He says reservoir management, though not technically part of the FAD, is key in any discussion involving drinking water and New York City.
I will tell you, I am encouraged by some of those conversations that the DEP seems to be amenable to addressing this concern, and we want to see it codified. We want to see it put down in writing, either in the FAD or in some other enforceable document, so that we know that we can move forward in a way that is basically fair.
The comment period for the DOH FAD draft revisions ends October 15th. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.